Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed the sermon segment yesterday. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We have children's church that goes on concurrently with the Sunday service. So if you have children between the ages of 3 and 11, they're welcomed for children's church. We have a powerful time every time we gather. There's praise, worship, dance. We have an impactful message, always life-changing message to bring forth transformation and fruit. 2025 is our year of fruitfulness, and 2025 is zooming on by. So let's make sure we take every opportunity that is available to us. You never regret going into the house of God. You never regret the power of the word, the impact of the word. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I just don't, can't go today. I got to do this. I got to do that. But usually that time passed and you could have been home already back from church and got that impartation from the, and all those things we tell ourselves that we're going to do if we skip church, we usually don't do. So let's just get into the house of God, break past the resistance and get into the house of God so we could be equipped with this word, so we operate in boldness to do the things that God has called us to do.
And we have to remember what David says. Mm-hmm. David says, it was what? Good. Mm-hmm. It was a good thing when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. It's always a good thing when you invite, when someone invites you to the house of God. When someone says, come go with me to church. Come go with me to worship God. That's a good thing. So don't forget, on Sunday, find a place of worship to be. Go find a place where you can worship God, where you can learn His Word, where the Word of God will be relevant for your life, where you can live out His Word on earth. As we were talking a couple days ago, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? On earth. So we have to see the kingdom of God manifest on earth. We must experience that. So I know that is for real because the word of God is true and the word of God manifests what it says. So when you learn it and do it, you see what? Full manifestation. And for instance, Jesus said, go, bring the gospel and communicate it to those who don't know it. If this gospel is hid, it is hid from those who are lost. And why? Because the God of this world had blinded them so that they cannot see it. So that's the reason why we should what? Go. Yeah.
In Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 1, so Jesus, he's training his disciples to go, and he also went.
Yeah.
In verse 1, it says, then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. So he's telling the disciples, go, and he's modeling how to go. So here he is now with amongst the tax collectors and the sinners. They draw near to him to hear the message that he was bringing forth. They saw something that they desired that drew them in. Verse 2, and the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. So there was the religious group, the Pharisees and the scribes, and they didn't like the go, right? They just wanted to stay within the confinements of their own system, their own group of people. They didn't like that Jesus was going. So they bring forth resistance with what? Their words. So their words, they're saying, look, who's this man? He receives sinners and he eats with them. So now Jesus begins to teach them, verse 3, so he spoke this parable to them saying. So he goes and now and he's teaching. Who is he teaching? He's teaching the tax collectors.
Yes.
He's teaching the sinners.
Yes.
He's teaching those who drew near to him. Mm-hmm. And he's taking now the principles of God and he's explaining it to them in a relevant way.
Right.
Because what did it say in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20? It said, teaching them
to observe
all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So he's teaching them in a practical way that they can understand. He's not going over their head like the Pharisees and the scribes like to do. He's teaching them in a practical way. So he starts with a question for them to ponder. What man of you, having 100
sheep,
if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? So that's his opening hook here, right? When we're teaching writing as a teacher in school, they tell you when you open with a hook. Get the reader's attention. So he's asking them a question that they can relate to.
Yes.
What man of you, this whole group here, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? So he gives them something to think about, something to ponder. Then he goes on. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. So he's talking about the good shepherd going out after the one. The 99 are safe, they are secure, but there's one that's lost. So he's giving the example, he's relating it to things that they understood. They were keepers of sheep. We may, you know, not have sheep and such, but we have other things that we love. So if one is missing, would we not go for it?
Yeah. Go ahead, Evelyn.
No, I was just going to say, if you think you can't, if you're afraid of preaching the gospel and letting them people know about Jesus, because I know it's hard. Sometimes we're shy and we come across people and we don't know what to say. But God always had a way of calling people that were shy. Like when he told Moses to go and deliver the Jews from the Egyptians, Moses says, but he had a speech impediment and he was afraid to go. And God told him, do not worry, I will be with you. And he also says this now in the New Testament, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. So you don't have to go to Africa and preach the word. It just starts small, you know, like right in your town or right in your neighborhood. When you see somebody hurting sometimes, that's a good opportunity to tell them that there's the love of Jesus. Be in tune to people and listen, and for that little inkling that you can tell them about the gospel. And what would get them through in this life? And the Bible also says, if one soul gets saved, the angels rejoice. So don't go to heaven empty-handed. Win some souls.
Right. We ought to ask God to give us this burden for the lost, for those who are lost. And we cannot be in the kingdom of God and not have a burden for those who are outside of the kingdom. Think about it. If we find a good restaurant where the food is good, don't we want to share it and tell others, oh, I just located this restaurant and they have great food there. I think you should go there. You should bring your, and guess what? Bring your family. All right. So if you discover the love of God, the kingdom of God, this is the first place. You have to tell your family about that. You have to bring your family to the kingdom. You have to start to tell them how good it is that you now discover the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the blessing that he has brought into your life, the peace he has brought into your life, the joy that he has brought into your life, and how things are different, and you start to see things in a different light. The light shine, the Bible says. The light now shine. And you can see what is good and you can see what is evil. Wouldn't you want your family to know that? So there's a first place to start. Start with your family. Oh, I don't know where to go. Then go to them. Bring the gospel right to your family. Share it with them. Let them know what you have found. Just like when we find a good restaurant, we share it with our family.
And how he helps us is he gives us the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
1:8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So he was saying you will have power in all the places. He says Jerusalem and all Judea. Put your own town in there.
Yeah.
Put your own family in there. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be able to do through him helping you.
Yes.
Amen.
And that was just like the example you gave with Moses. The Lord helped him. He built first the relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
And then that helped him. Jeremiah, when he was commissioned, when he was sent out, he didn't think he was going to be able to do it. But he built that relationship, had that communion with God, and it built him up to be able to do it. In Isaiah chapter 6, where he said, well, woe is me. No, he had that communication now with the Lord. The Lord will build you up. So as long as you're open to the Great Commission and you allow the Lord, you commune with the Lord, he will build you up in order to be able to do it. He gave us the Holy Spirit working with us. He knew we couldn't do it by ourselves. Jesus knew we couldn't do it by ourselves. He knew the disciples couldn't do it by themselves. He had to be with us. And how does he come to us? Through the Holy Spirit, the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit, who knows all things. The Holy Spirit who's able to bring into remembrance all things. The Holy Spirit that is able to commune with God. So we have the power, we have the help of the Holy Spirit. So if we think it's just us ourselves, it's not going to work. We have to rely on the Holy Spirit. So we're just the vessel, we're just the human physical part. And as we go, the Holy Spirit is now ministering through us. Because people are not just going to hear. Most people aren't just going to hear an audible voice of God speaking their situation. The Holy Spirit uses the voice box of the design of human beings.
Yes,
so we're willing to go and be in the place through the Holy Spirit. We will have the words to be able to speak into the situation. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make a day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.